A note from the author. Due to unavoidable schedule conflicts, the part of Captain Artin Talev has been recast. I think you'll all enjoy what the new actor brings to the part.
Space, the final frontier. They say the Federation was a perfect society. But in the 24th century, all hardships had been eliminated. But while Starfleet boldly went where no one had gone before, we fought for our lives. Violence in the demilitarized zone is worse than it has ever been. Something must be done, and that is our story.
Queen, B2 to A1. Check.
King, F1 to E2. Well, there goes a rook.
Bishop, D5 to G1. I think you're slipping.
We'll see. Pawn, E4 to E5.
Knight, B8 to A6.
Not going to press your advantage?
I'm working on it.
Knight, F5 to G7. Check.
Damn! King, E8 to D8.
Morning, Save.
Good morning, Maria. I see you were about to win again.
The game's not over yet.
Queen, F3 to F6. Check.
Now I know you're slipping. Knight, D8 to F6.
Uh-oh, lost my queen. Good move.
That's what you get for playing so obviously... Wait. Queen was a trap, wasn't it?
Indeed.
Bishop, D6 to E7. Checkmate.
I can see that.
How many games is that?
6. This morning.
Impressive.
We'll play a Bajoran game next time. Then we'll see who's impressive. Real pieces wouldn't hurt, either.
Yeah, whoever decided to make this holoset only accept voice commands needs their head examined.
You should play your survey. Chess shouldn't be that hard for a Vulcan with all your experiences.
I do not think so. You should get some rest, Andars. You've already taken one extra watch rotation.
Forgive me if patrol duty isn't exactly exhausting.
Rest, Andars.
Relax. I'm going. Good night.
Good night? I only woke up a few hours ago. These watch rotations are making it so I don't really know what time of day it is.
That is a problem inherent to all space travel, long patrols especially.
Sure I can't interest you in a game?
No, thank you. Of all the human games I've sampled, Go was the most engaging.
Better than chess? No accounting for taste, I suppose.
Systems report, please.
Everything functioning as normal. Port impulse engine is running a little hot, but Tarek says it should hold until he can scrounge some replacement parts. 3 of the torpedoes had faulty detonators when I checked the armory, but I took care of it. I suppose that's what we get for buying these on the black market.
I did not know you were knowledgeable in torpedo maintenance.
I'm full of surprises.
Perhaps I should have Tarek double-check your work. Faulty detonators are not a trivial matter.
It's fine, Save. I had plenty of time to get familiar with photon torpedoes on Hacton 7. We even had to build a few from base components.
That was during the border wars?
Yes.
The port impulse engine is showing a heat surge, 15% over safety limits.
I'm bleeding it off to the starboard heat sinks.
Well done. Heat levels are returning to normal.
Thanks. Much as I enjoy our glamorous lifestyle, it would be nice if the committee could get us a ship where everything worked.
Maria, I understand that discussing the past can be difficult, but I can only be an effective leader if I know what you are capable of.
Okay, where did that come from?
It was the line of questioning I was pursuing before the engine malfunctioned.
Obsessed much? Look, Save, I'm not hiding some dark secret or horrible trauma you have to worry about.
That is gratifying to hear.
So you'll drop it?
If you insist, I still...
Good morning, Tarek.
Morning. Sorry if I interrupted something.
Oh, it was nothing.
Your watch rotation doesn't begin for several hours. You should be asleep.
I was, until Anders woke me up with his praying.
Andars prays?
Every night. Sometimes he reads from old prophecies, other times he just asks the prophet's blessing. Wakes me up every time. This time I couldn't get back to sleep.
Huh. Learn something every day.
Indeed.
Anything interesting happening?
Just some overheating in the port impulse engine.
That thing's always giving me trouble. I've been retired years ago. What were you guys talking about?
So what's your story, Tarek?
Excuse me?
You know, where did you come from? What's your family like? Interesting stuff that's happened to you.
Did I miss something? I feel like I missed something.
We met your uncle, but besides that, I don't think we know a whole lot about you.
Your point is taken, Maria.
Good.
Now I know I missed something. But what else is new? What's that?
We are receiving a coded transmission.
What's it say?
I do not know. This is not a code I'm familiar with.
Looks Bajoran.
How do you know?
I took an extension course on alien languages a while back.
With universal translators? Why bother?
You never know when it might come in handy.
Andars, please come to the main cabin.
Way ahead of you, Savay. I sent the computer to notify me if we ever got a code like this.
So it is Bajoran.
Just let me run it through this algorithm. Done.
Well?
It's a message from Bajoran Intelligence. It says the Spoonheads are planning something big on Yuxia Prime, and that we should get there as quickly as we can.
Is there any other information?
Only a landing pad number and a promise that our contact will meet us there and explain more.
That's not a lot to go on.
Why is Bajoran Intelligence sending us messages anyway?
Same reason they sent me. We know what having the Cardassians for neighbors is like.
Are you certain the code is authentic?
As certain as I can be.
Then I'm setting a course. Tarek, can the ship maintain warp 6 at our current status?
It'll be a little rough, but we should make it to Yuxia in one piece.
Good. Engaging warp engines. We should arrive within the hour.
Are you sure you read that message right, Andars? I haven't heard of any trouble on Yuxia in a while.
Indeed. There are no Maquis cells operating there to my knowledge.
I only know what the message says. I assume our contact, whoever they are, will tell us more.
Yuxia. That's the planet where everyone has to live around the equator because it's so far away from its sun, right?
That's the one. Cold as Roripente, even the habitable zone.
Why would anyone want to live there?
Minerals. Federation and Cardassians have both been mining it for years. Some of the Apache's parts probably came from there originally.
Well, now I know who to complain to.
Terraforming efforts were stalled by the war. Federation and Cardassian citizens have lived in very close proximity ever since.
Sounds like a warp core ready to breach. Why hasn't there been trouble before?
Who knows? There just hasn't been. Starfleet is always holding it up as an example of us living in peace with the Cardassians.
Sounds like that's changed.
Perhaps. Tarek, go over the engines and make sure they are running as close to peak performance as you can make them.
Got it.
Maria, inspect our weapon system one more time. It would be unfortunate to have any surprises.
No problem.
Andars, monitor our approach for any Cardassian transmissions. This is an unknown assignment, and I intend to make sure we are ready. Warp engines disengaged.
Sensors aren't showing anything unusual. About a dozen freighters inbound to the planet, another 10 heading out. The transmissions I've picked up are all pretty mundane.
Have we received landing clearance?
Just got confirmation. We're being scanned.
Dampening fields are active. We should register as an unarmed courier ship.
I am taking us into the atmosphere.
Why not just beam down?
Too risky. One transport inhibitor and we'd be cut off from the ship.
Leaving the ship on the ground is pretty risky too. What if they realize what it is?
We must trust that Bajoran intelligence would not provide us with an insecure landing pad.
I'd feel better if we knew who our contact was.
Whoa! Is that normal?
The turbulence is more severe than expected. I am compensating.
We're going outside in that?
Don't worry. The city should have environmental controls, so it won't be as bad at the ground level.
I wonder who the Spoonheads found to colonize this planet. They usually hate the cold.
We are passing into the environmental control zone.
Ah, the big city. I was expecting some kind of mining town or something.
We need to get you out more. Weilong's famous as the Split City. The north half is almost all Cardassian.
Deploying landing struts. Ground contact in 5, 4, 3, 2, contact. Computer, go to secure operations mode.
There's someone waiting for us out there. Can't see them very well from here.
Let us depart. Hand phasers and scanning gear only. Keep your weapons hidden.
And don't forget your coats. Wow. It's been a long time since I've seen snow.
It gets a lot less pretty when you have to sleep in it.
You recognize that guy, Andars? He looks like he's waiting for us.
Never seen him before. Human, from what I can tell.
About time you got here.
You are our contact?
I don't know about that. I was told to give this address to the first ship that docked here tonight, and I guess that's you.
Who sent you?
I gave you the address. Now I'm gone. Don't follow me.
Well, that was helpful.
Don't look at us. Your intelligence service set this up.
You want me to stop him?
No, we should avoid a confrontation.
Then what do we do?
There seems little option than to proceed to this address. If the ship's map is correct, it is 6 blocks north of here.
Ugh. I'm definitely sending the director a complaint once we're done here.
Hey, who are those guys coming towards us?
Cardassian.
Let's not start any firefights this time.
Maybe not the best time to bring that up.
Wow, look at those coats. I think it was below zero out here.
The Spoonheads aren't cold-blooded, but they're close.
Silence, please. They are most likely returning to their homes.
I wouldn't count on that.
You lost, Federation?
We are not. If you will please move aside.
I think you're the ones who should move. The treaty says this is our planet now.
It is difficult to move when you keep blocking our way.
Let's just take them down.
That is enough, Maria.
Better listen to your Vulcan, human. Turn around and go back to where you came from.
What? What did you do to him?
A simple nerve pinch. He'll be fine. Now, if you will please move out of our way.
We're going! We're going! Just let me grab him.
Nicely done.
What happened to avoid a confrontation?
Time is almost certainly a factor in our mission, and it was likely they were only interested in verbally harassing us. Escalating the conflict was the logical response.
And if they'd pulled phasers?
Then I have no doubt you would have dealt with them.
Maybe we should get going?
Indeed.
So much for Federation and Cardassian colonists living in peace and harmony here.
We should not judge the entire planet by a single experience.
Can we discuss this another time? The address we got is that building right up there.
Picking up one humanoid life form on the first floor, and a lot of equipment. Pretty sure the humanoid isn't Cardassian.
Pretty sure.
You want to look at it? Freckor isn't magic, you know.
Nothing else for it, then. Let's see who's home. Anyone in there?
Yes, Mr. Majan, please come in.
Uncle Lanu?
Inside, please.
He is correct. We should get off the street.
Thank you. That's better.
What are you doing here?
Meeting you.
You're involved with the Jorn intelligence?
No, but they were an efficient and discreet way to contact it.
They weren't in the messenger business last time I checked.
Why didn't you meet us at the landing pad?
Unfortunately, my face has become somewhat known in Weilong City. I did not want to risk being followed here.
That still doesn't explain how you got Bajoran intelligence to contact us for you.
Then what's all this equipment for?
Enough. Mr. Ren, why are we here?
Thank you, Sive. You are here because I need your help.
Look, Mr. Ren, can I have a word with my crew in private?
Of course. I have equipment to check upstairs.
You're trusting him? Just like that?
He did save our lives on Braxnal. And he's my uncle.
What is he even doing here?
He's joined the Maquis.
Maybe. Then why is he sending us messages through the Bajorans?
It does not matter. We owe Mr. Ren the benefit of the doubt until he gives us a reason not to trust him.
And he doesn't seem at all suspicious to you?
If I was unwilling to work with suspicious colleagues, I would not have joined the Maquis.
You're about finished. Time is short.
We understand. What is the situation?
Have you heard of the Home Guard?
I have not.
It's a Cardassian militia operating here on Uxia. They expanded into Weilong City, or Null Zet as they call it, a few months ago. Since then there have been beatings, robberies, property damage, everything you'd expect. The locals have tried fighting back, but the Home Guard is too well organized and equipped.
That doesn't make sense. How have we not heard of this?
The Cardassians control all outgoing subspace transmissions from the planet, and they have enough influence to keep the freighter crews quiet. Central Command doesn't want the Maquis showing up until things are well in their camp.
Central Command?
The Home Guard is being trained and equipped by the Cardassian military. I've been using this equipment to monitor their communications.
How long have you been here?
Just over a month.
And you only contacted us now?
I only just found out what I was looking for.
And that is?
The bunker where the Home Guard keeps most of their weapons.
And you want us to destroy it?
That would only inconvenience the Home Guard until Central Command sent them a fresh shipment. I want you to capture the weapons so I can redistribute them to our colonists in Weilong.
I see. Where is the bunker located?
Underneath a warehouse in the city's Cardassian district, just over 20 kilometers from here.
That close?
They're overconfident. No one has been able to stand up to them so far.
Very well. I will contact the committee, but I believe that they will approve this mission. Tarek, Andars, I am making this your assignment. Formulate a plan and present it to me.
You want me to work on this?
Yes. You have the most engineering knowledge, and Andars has considerable experience with covert strikes.
Just like the old days. Sounds like fun.
The bunker's technical schematics are stored in my database. However, there is the time factor I mentioned.
And that is?
My sources tell me that a transport full of Cardassian partisans from Brimo will arrive here tomorrow morning. It would be best to complete this operation before then.
Couldn't be a problem. Maria, can you get us a complete weapons inventory from the Apache?
No problem.
All right, let's look at those technical schematics.
Mr. Wren, may I speak with you privately?
Of course. I have an office upstairs. What's on your mind?
Things seem to have changed since our last meeting.
I'm not sure what you mean.
3 months ago, you were retired on Braxnell with a considerable amount of influence over local events, and you strongly inferred that you had gained that position through a Starfleet connection.
I suppose I did.
Why are you now here, gathering intelligence to assist the Maquis?
Does it matter?
The Federation has declared the Maquis a criminal organization. If you are working for Starfleet, my crew and I are in danger.
I can promise you I'm not working for Starfleet.
Then where did you acquire this equipment?
You of all people should know that there is extreme disagreement within the Federation on how to handle the Maquis.
Your riddles are wasting time.
Then I'll be as clear as I can be. There are certain individuals within the Federation who wish to see the Maquis succeed. I have been in contact with those individuals.
I see.
Does that satisfy you?
No, but I doubt anything short of force will compel you to divulge more.
Now that would be interesting.
And highly illogical. Let us speak of logistics. I must know how the Cardassians are likely to respond to any attack by my crew.
Very good. The nearest Cardassian military presence is more than 4 light-years away.
Ugh, this is impossible.
You said that half an hour ago.
I only mostly meant it then.
You've got a bad attitude for a terrorist.
That's probably why I'm a mechanic.
Look at these plans. They've only got 3 guards inside the warehouse at the bunker's entrance. That's something.
They only need 3 guards. These phaser turrets would cut us down like a scythe through Baragon.
What's Baragon?
It's a tall orange plant they grow in big fields on Beta Zeta. That's not important.
Right. We could jam the turret sensors.
That would set off emergency force shield generators. It would take us hours to get through them.
Sometimes the straightforward approach is best. What if we just blow the front door wide open before the force fields can kick in?
No. The bunker's made of a tritanium alloy. Nothing short of a torpedo from the ship is going to damage it.
It's too bad we can't use the ship. This would be much easier.
Defense satellites would toast us before we got close enough.
I know that.
The point is, we're only getting in if the main door is open, so we can't do anything that damages the access panel.
God, it's cold out there.
Welcome back.
Here's the weapons list you asked for.
Thanks. Well, there's nothing here that can get us through that door.
Having trouble?
Like you wouldn't believe.
I suppose transporting in is out of the question?
Transport inhibitors covering every centimeter.
Wait a minute. Hold.
Pardon?
Cardassians hate the cold, right? Remember how bundled up those ones you ran into were?
Right. And this is helpful somehow?
Look at this. The bunker has its own power source, but the warehouse above it is only drawing enough from the grid for a few lights. It must be freezing in there.
I assume you're going somewhere with this.
It must have a portable heater to keep them warm.
Probably. I still don't see the advantage.
Look. The bunker doors, the phaser turrets, the force field generators, that's all military issue. Hardened against EM interference. But the heater is probably a civilian model. I could knock it out with a focused EMP from a few blocks away.
Right. And then?
Then they get cold, so they open up the bunker door to go get a replacement. That's when we jam the phaser turret sensors. The force fields won't activate while the door's open.
Why not?
Safety precaution. Anyone standing in the doorway would get cut in half.
And that's when we take out the guards?
Yes. And we're inside before they can override the force field safety.
The bunker isn't very big. It looks like there shouldn't be more than 2 or 3 inside. I'm starting to like this plan.
There's a lot of ifs in it.
Now who's got the bad attitude for a terrorist?
Someone has to be the voice of reason.
I say we go for it.
Any progress?
Tarek's got a plan. He thinks we can get the Cardassians to open the bunker for us.
I see.
The Vay. It'll work. I know it will.
Andars, what do you think?
It's a good plan.
But you have reservations?
Yes, but I don't see any way to do this without reservation.
Then we shall proceed.
Is the block clear?
As far as I can tell, it's only us and the Spoonheads in that warehouse for half a kilometer.
Good. Tarek, are you ready?
EM field generator is primed.
Weapons check complete. Pattern enhancers are primed. Sensor jammers ready.
Phasers on heavy stun.
Stun?
My thoughts exactly.
We are here for equipment, not casualties.
Fine.
Go.
Generator is active. Focusing the beam.
Careful. Don't knock out the lights.
Just let me concentrate.
Scanning. A power signature from inside the warehouse just dropped off, and the temperature is already starting to fall.
Probably kicking the heater right now.
Why?
Every species I've met kicks their machines when they break down. Pretty universal.
How long until they open the doors?
I guess that depends on how...
The bunker doors are opening.
Maria, take point. Antares, get those jammers online. Go.
Got it.
Jammers online.
I'm taking out the lock.
We are under attack.
Guards are down. Doors are still open.
Can we shut down the damn noise?
Done.
Maria, Andars, take point into the bunker.
Quickly, before the doors close.
On it. Ah! Damn it, Tarek. You said the force field wouldn't be active with the doors open.
Shouldn't be. They must have disabled the safeties.
What do we do about it?
I don't know.
Andars, see if you can override the controls.
Right. Damn, I'll keep trying, but there's no way I'm cracking these codes.
We have several minutes at most before Home Guard reinforcements arrive. If you cannot bring down the force field by then, we shall retreat.
Wait, I've got it. I know how to get the code.
Yes?
Tarek, what are you doing with that Cardassian?
I should be able to read his mind, even if he's unconscious.
You think that'll work?
Nothing else is going to.
Tarek, wait.
Trained one Cardassian prime. Served two tours along the Federation border. Transferred to protect Home Guard equipment.
I should have it in a minute.
Grab force field codes. No! Please! Get out!
The Cardassian's heart rate is elevating.
Tarek, you must stop.
Almost got it.
Get out! Get out!
What's happening?
His life signs are fluctuating. It looks like he's having an aneurysm.
Tarek!
It's okay. I've got the codes. I've broken the connection.
His life signs are returning to normal.
Here, let me put them in.
Maria, Andars, secure the bunker.
On it.
We'll discuss this later, Tarek.
Let's go.
The plans went wrong. This place is tiny.
There's a bigger room further down.
Movement dead ahead.
I surrender. Don't kill me.
Didn't he just surrender?
He won't be causing us any problems unconscious.
Here's the main room.
Wow. Talk about hardware. There's enough here to level half the city. Any other Cardassians in here?
Not according to the tricorder, and I'm not sure where they'd hide.
Let's get the transport enhancer set up then.
I'm working on it.
Report. Bunker secure. Anders will have the enhancers up in a minute.
Good.
Tarek, what happened back there?
Later, please.
Done.
Survey to Ren. Enhancers are in place. You may transport the equipment and ourselves.
Ready when you are.
Energize.
Congratulations. Did everything go according to plan?
For the most part. Are you certain the transport will not be traced?
Unless the Cardassians have much more sophisticated sensors than I know about, yes. Here.
What is this?
A message from the committee. It arrived while you were on the mission.
I see.
And what does it say?
It contains further instructions in the event of our mission being a success.
And those are?
We are to use our captured munitions to cripple the power distribution system for the Cardassian side of Weilong City.
That shouldn't be hard. We've got more than enough.
Won't there be casualties when their heating systems fail?
I believe that's the point, Tarek.
But we've taken their weapons. Is this really necessary?
They'll just smuggle more in unless we take steps to drive them off the planet.
This is not a discussion. This is a direct command from the committee. Mr. Ren, can you provide us with data on the power grid?
Of course.
This is wrong. You know it is.
The morality is irrelevant. We have our orders. We shall proceed.
Captain Artan Tilev reporting his order to Admiral Vall.
By all rights, I should have your command, Captain. I want you to understand that.
Consider it understood.
What were you thinking, letting four terrorists walk away? Hearing that a Starfleet captain was capable of that stupidity was bad enough. But a fellow Andorian?
I did what I thought was right to defuse the situation.
The only thing stopping me from pulling you off the Pendragon right now is your service at Wolf 359, but you've used that chip now, Captain.
I see.
That's also why I'm sending you back.
Back?
To the DMZ. I'm giving you a chance to rectify your mistake.
I hope you'll reconsider, ma'am. You know that Miss Seve was my CO on the Almanac.
I do. And that's part of why you're needed there. Computer, display casualty report for the Uxia incident 2 days ago.
What is this?
The Maquis just blew up a Cardassian power distribution network in the Weilong City. Surveillance equipment showed that the attack was carried out by Miss Seve and her crew. The ones you let go. It'll take weeks to repair, assuming there aren't any other attacks. Most of the Cardassian citizens were evacuated before they froze, but a few? Let's say not everyone made it out.
Gods above and below.
I hope this convinces you the Maquis must be brought down. You know Miss Seve better than anyone on active duty. Bring her in before something like this happens again.
Understood, Admiral.